This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Last year, we published a report entitled Evidence That U.S. Government Targeted Red States with Deadly Batch of Vaccine. A story that most outlets ignored. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included. The very same lots found to be highly toxic in Parda Cooper's database. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Second smartest guy in the world on Substack also reported on it and has recently published an update, writing that now we have a more robust and far more damning view of this carefully distributed depopulation scheme. Back in Ohio of 2021, the expose publishes a report on data found in the USA's VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which reveals that 100% of COVID-19 vaccine deaths had been caused by just 5% of the batches that can be identified, and these deadly batches were not distributed evenly. The top 8 states with the highest vaccination death rate, Kentucky, Arkansas, West Virginia, Montana, Alaska, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Tennessee, are all red states. 19 of the top 24 on the list are red states, and California has been the least affected by the deadly lots of COVID vaccine. The numbers show that Kentucky has a 1,900% worse vaccination death rate than California, suggesting that Kentucky received 20 times the amount of deadly batches than California did. Florida, number 20 on the list of most vaccine deaths per vaccination, received 3 times the amount of deadly batches than California, with its vaccination death rate at 200% higher than California's. The author points out that these deadly batches would be better classified as rapid kill lots and slow kill lots, as we are now seeing more evidence that they kill over time. And the evidence shows that red states were targeted with the rapid kill shots. This would go along with the United Nations Agenda 2030 plan, which seeks to move the entire population into crowded cities and federalize all of flyover country in the name of climate change. They have less than 7 years to accomplish this, and they are deadly serious about it. The U.S. government is in lockstep with the United Nations, and they will resort to murder and democide to accomplish their goals of total control. Many are suggesting that this is what is happening in East Palestine, Ohio, right now. The people of America are under attack by their own government, who is never going to quit until they accomplish their goals or unless they are stopped. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Most banned network in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have now entered hour number two of this Monday, February 27th, 2023 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Riding shotgun with me is the great Owen Schroyer. Until 3 p.m. today when he returns to the war room. Thank you again so much for joining us. Last night, I spent most of the 2 hours getting into the fact on the Sunday broadcast that the Great Awakening is here and the chain reaction is now accelerating. We have successfully triggered a global awakening chain reaction. That means I have, Owen has, the crew has, the audience of activists. And people spreading the word, you've done it. That's why the enemy has abject, explosive, lying hatred for the InfoWars operation and our family of pro-humans. We stand against their eugenics depopulation plans. We stand against their nuclear wars. We stand against their great resets, their 15-minute cities, Agenda 2030, and the whole entire project of the transhumanist, mad scientist, death cult. So I want to thank all of you who joined us in the first hour. And I'll be back tomorrow hosting the first and the second hour as well. But today I was working on some very important projects and also spending some time with family. Before I plunge back into all this news and all the huge developments that are taking place, listeners have noticed that I've been taking off 4, 5, 6 days a month the last 3 months. People are like, what's going on? Alex Jones, you know, never takes off more than maybe 2 weeks a year maximum and usually works from the road. And it's very, very simple, but also very, very profound. And I explained this again just a few weeks ago. My primary mission of 28 years on air, 30 plus years politically active, was to ignite a global awakening to the New World Order. And now, I've said this for years, if I ever see our deep knowledge of how this really works spreading to a lot of other pundits and talk show hosts, and they really have the multidimensional 3D chess understanding that I don't have to maximum pedal the metal, basically killing myself, working 15 to 20 hours a day. When Trump was in, I knew we had a shot at really turning things around then and devastating the globalist. But he got so infiltrated and his ego got in the way and a lot of other things. Trump isn't perfect. Nobody is. That we damaged the globalists but didn't fully get the chain reaction going, really because it was too much about Trump. And so I would work 15 hours a day on average, 6 days a week, and about 4, 5, 6 hours on Saturdays. And my children are 20, and they are 19 and 15 and 5 and a half. Three with my first wife, one with my second wife. And I know that I need to get my head in the game and really cogitate and think about the New World Order and have time to really process what's going on, to talk about what the next major leg of my mission is going to be. And I've got a lot of ideas, but it's still
percolating through my mind. And so that's what I've been doing, is taking off an unprecedented 6-7 days a month, and still working part-time, just because it's beyond recharging my batteries. And so used to, when I'd take off even a day or two, people got pissed off. And I understand why. There's important stuff to cover, and you're dedicated to listening and giving us information and sharing information with us and spreading the word, and I love you and I appreciate you. But with all the attacks and all the demonization, all the things going on, and also having to go to court all the time and behind-the-scenes things, I was getting to where I was not looking over the horizon on what was coming next and how to stop the enemy's next move. I was spending too much time in the present. But again, just in the last 6 months or so, I can confirm, just with deep analysis, you can also just see it everywhere, that humanity really has turned a corner here. Now, the globalists had to really push and lock things down and kill millions of people and ship out specially directed poison injections to certain deep red areas of the U.S. and other populist conservative areas of Europe and Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. So we're in the middle of a bioweapon attack. We're in the middle of a total Hitlerian 2.0 system. And also going through 3 years of that really changed me a lot. And there's a lot to describe here, and we have a lot of news to cover, but people ask me this question a lot, so I was just going to get it out here on air, that I've gone in the last few years from really hating the New World Order to being very, very sad about the whole situation. Now, I always did what I do for love of my family, love of your family, because our children are growing up in the world together. So if you don't have empathy and love others, you don't love yourself. So I don't even see that as some wonderful attribute, that I really do care about people and really do love people and really try to be the most genuine person I can be and really focus on, am I being genuine and not rationalizing things? And I'm certainly not perfect. But I did have an impetus to go after the enemy of my extreme hatred of them. And a lot of people have noticed I'm not as hateful as I was sometimes, or really vicious, which people are like, whoa, this dude really comes off mean as hell. And people can tell it's real. It's real, legitimate hatred, grind my teeth hatred. Bug my eyes out hatred, and I just got closer to God in the last few years, and I just knew that I'm not going to be able to continue on, and I'm not going to be as effective power in this operation on hate. And again, 30% of it was powered on hate for the New World Order, and 70% for love of humanity. Now it's 100% love. I mean, I really do not hate Prince Charles or Bill Gates or any of these people. I just know what horrible, fallen, truly occupied, satanic husk they are, and that they're not even humans. And they really are interdimensionally turned themselves over to this satanic transmission. That's what it is. It's energy. And the science even shows that. And so I realized that staring into the abyss and opposing them from a position of hate was turning me in some ways into them. And it's good to be able to become your enemy, at least in the military, in a war game, so you can think ahead of them and how they're going to operate. But at the same time, this has really been me going through some big changes that are much, much stronger than other kind of Paul on the road to Damascus moments I've had two other times in my life, and instead of it being a boom, big event where I just get hit and get this big download, it's a constant download now. And so a lot of really important analysis, a lot of really important over-the-horizon information, that deep research and commitment, but also focusing more on God, focusing more on love, focusing more on the good in the world. That's how we're going to save the good, is by celebrating it, pointing out what it is, and then just going, yeah, that's the disease, that's the evil, that's the Satanism, that's the enemy. And we have to oppose them very strongly and with total will, but it's more of a just continued strength, just a wall of resistance. And my will has become much, much stronger because I, in the past, believed in God, loved God, and would use some of God's energy, but I was deeply, I guess, prideful. And I believed, and I have a very strong will, that I could set my will against the enemy and break them, and set your will against the enemy and break them. No, God has to put it in our heart, and then God's will flows through us, and that is the quiet place, the Most High, that I've been praying a lot, trying to get in the place that King David talked about, because I've been in that place since I was a child many times. And it was like an aura, and the enemy when I was growing up knew it, and that's why I had so many attacks and so many things that happened. But I look back on it, and I was like, that's like a science fiction movie. It was like Agent Smith's. You know, the system was jumping into these people and coming up against me. And then in those cases, it wasn't me that was winning those fights and doing those things. It was God protecting me. And so that's where I am now, is trying to empty out the sin, trying to become purified, trying to become sanctified, and more just getting into that quiet place, the Most High. We're in God's presence, and there's total confidence and completion and understanding. But then it's so hard to articulate something so good and something so holy. And then you get in that presence and you don't even care about the world anymore. It's just, you're like sad for the evil people. You're just like, oh my God, that's how.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This live Monday broadcast. Owen is going to be coming in and out with great stories and analysis and his commentary with me here. I'll be hosting the rest of this hour into the next hour. Then I'll be back at the kickoff of the broadcast tomorrow morning. Then I'll be back in Austin on Friday. We'll be doing a Saturday show and a Sunday show then, of course, as well. Thank you again for tuning in to the Alex Jones Show. And remember, the enemies of freedom literally hate this broadcast more than anything else in the world. Why is that? Because we know what we're talking about. If you go back to shows I did 25 years ago or 10 years ago and you watch them, you go, my gosh, it all came true. Now, nobody else has that record. Nobody else has that information. Nobody else has that much full spectrum analysis of the New World Order. And it's because I have totally immersed myself with all the other top experts and in the field and studying history and focusing for discernment and praying at least 10 times a day sometimes, usually 3 or 4 times for discernment. I don't ask God for things. I say, God, show me what you want. Lead me, guide me, direct me. Please control the evil nature and my fallen self. And I know that's why God lifted me up for this, is because I had a real capacity to be a general of Satan. But I did not go down the path. I never went down the path. I certainly skated around the edge of the path and had channeled when I was younger satanic Luciferian inspiration. I never worshipped it. I never was taken over by it, but I have definitely been experienced it and been tempted by it. That is not what the average Satanist ever has access to. It's a totally different like a transmission they pick up. But in the satanic seduction, it's next level. You can tell the people that have that satanic inspiration, the Luciferian inspiration, you see who's operating. It's a very small percentage of Satan's army. Most of them are just hateful, vicious, backstabbing worms that are manipulated and controlled by their master. But I understand all of this has been part of God's process. So I'm done talking about myself. I just want listeners and viewers to understand something. I want you to know where we're coming from and what I stand for and what our team stands for. And you're part of that team. And it's a pro-human future. It's justice and it's honor and it's freedom. And it is standing up for our innocent children, number one, first and foremost, suffer the little ones unto me. So I want to talk about a concept here and play a clip that illustrates all of this. And it's a big New York Times top analyst with Fareed Zakaria, the Bilderberg Group member, last night on their Sunday special on these CIA network, CNN, the Globalist Network, and we're going to play the clip in a moment, and she says, no one would have thought this. It's incredible, but we've done polling and we've done research, and the 200-plus thousand dead Russian troops, well, that's what NATO estimates. I would say at least 100,000 from our information, but it'd probably be 200,000. Where it is, it's 250,000 dead Ukrainians, but she says, we found, and no one can believe it, but we found that it's making Putin stronger and making the Russians want more war. Whereas at first, most of them didn't want war. Now most of them do want war. And it's stealing their resolve. Well, anybody knows that. And again, I don't say that to go, oh, everybody knows that. I'm smart. Don't you know that? They know that too. They're just now letting you know, okay, it's going to be a long war. It's going to be hard. And the Russians are going to get stronger, not weaker, the more of them we kill. That's something that happens with most groups of people, but particularly people like the Russians, okay, or the Germans. I mean, it's just very pig-headed groups and, you know, tough. And once they start getting a war, it doesn't go away till most people are dead. Okay, so if you think the Russians care about 200,000 dead when they lost 22 million in World War II, that's about a third of their population. Again, you've heard me say this 100 times since this started brewing the last 8-9 years, the Civil War, Slavic Civil War, that the West is stirring up. But it's the same thing the globalists do when they release a virus and then bring a poison shot in. They are using the virus as an outside threat to get Americans and everybody else in line with their tyranny. Of course, that's a no-brainer. Everybody knows that, too. Well, they knew that about Russia. They knew that if there is a real outside threat and the Russians start getting their ass kicked in a full fight with NATO, which this is, that the Russians are going to double down and 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 double down. And it's going to continue to destroy Western economies. It's going to hurt the Russian economy. But it's going to make Vladimir Putin stronger. And Vladimir Putin, make no mistake, unless he gets assassinated or unless he has thyroid cancer, which you can't believe anything the media says. He doesn't look like he's very sick for 70 years old. But regardless, ladies and gentlemen, if Putin goes, everybody behind him and the hardliners that make him look like a cream puff are going to get even more warlike. So getting rid of Vladimir Putin could be probably the worst thing NATO and the globalists could do, unless they want to go to full nuclear war. And that, there's a lot of analysis, a lot of history, a lot of study goes into that. And we see the leaders of the West saying, let's kill Putin, which is the absolute worst thing to do. It's like killing Joe Biden. People say, oh, somebody ought to assassinate Joe Biden. No. He's hated. He's horrible. He's a puppet. Only way they can grab victory from the jaws of defeat in the deep state is killing Joe Biden. And I think it's something they might do. You go, well, they won't want Kamala Harris. They'll have a scandal to get rid of her as well. In fact, if you see a scandal come up with Kamala Harris here pretty soon, they're talking about removing her. You know they're getting ready to kill Biden. So we do not want Biden killed. We do not want a hair on his pedophile head harmed. And we do not want Vladimir Putin killed because they're much hardcore hardliners that make him, again, look like a choir boy ready to come into the situation. So let's go ahead. Do I have time to get this clip, guys, or have I gone too long here? Let's go ahead and go to the New York Times on CNN discussing, it's incredible, killing all these Russians only makes them more angry. Here it is.
President Biden has said a couple of times, I think, once the body bags start coming back, the Russian people will stop supporting this war, or words to that effect. And what you found is that the body bags are coming back, but it is actually increasing the support for the war. Explain what's going on.
Well, thank you very much, Fareed, for having me. And I wish I didn't have to talk about this with you today. But it's true. In my reporting across Russia, what I've found when talking to people, mothers of those who have been lost or relatives, people are finding that their losses are actually making them support the war even more. They're starting to feel it even more. And, of course, the Kremlin has refused to actually release the full statistical data of how many people have been killed, how many soldiers have died in this war. You know, they've only released them intermittently, and I believe the last full count was in September at 6,000, while Western intelligence estimates that there have been 200,000 killed and wounded in this war, Russians only. So, of course, many Russians, most Russians don't know the full extent of this, but my reporting and reporting by other colleagues who remain in Russia and who have spoken to the mothers and relatives of these dead soldiers find that that this makes them supportive even more because, you know, they feel a concrete sense of loss. They do believe the propaganda.
Okay, so that's enough. Now, again, the globalists know all this. They understand this. That's why they're saying they're going to build all these factories in Poland and other areas for munitions and that the war could go 2 to 5 years. 2 to 5 years. And then it just keep escalating. Now China's getting involved, and now they're going to send U.S. troops. And now you see how this works. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high quality CBD oil or the 50% off or a great Physio Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps it on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Owen Schroeder's right shotgun. Alex Jones here. Let me finish up this point on Russia, because this is an example of philosophy and how the world works, something that anthropologists and sociologists and psychologists that the West uses to destabilize the planet know full well, forwards and backwards. So now, first they lure us into an incremental war in the last 9 years, in a proxy war. Then about a year and a half ago, it goes into a hybrid war. And then now they're telling you, okay, this is a long-term full war, and China's openly lining up with Russia and Iran and all the ramifications and implications that come from that, and the clear threat escalation ladder that leads to nuclear war in almost every scenario. So again, we're driving over the cliff. We can turn the car, but right now we're going straight for the cliff. And down this road leads destruction. It's like telling somebody, You drink three bottles of whiskey a day, you're going to get liver failure. It might not be this year, it might not be in 5 years, but you're going to kill yourself. And then the person's dead in 2 years. Or somebody that's on heroin or cocaine. Hey, I don't know if you're going to have a heart attack today, snorting all that cocaine, but it's going to get you. And we're going over the edge of this cliff, and they knew full well it would make Putin stronger. They knew full well it would put him more in charge. They knew full well on the Russian psychology, especially after World War II, that they are now getting completely behind the war. The British lost millions of troops in World War I. That's why they were 95% major polls against the start of World War II. And they knew that World War I had been started basically by the British and the Black Hand and the British OSS. So the Brits understood that. They understood the Versailles Treaty had really screwed over the Germans and put them into a huge depression with people starving to death everywhere. So folks felt sorry for the Germans. And then Hitler came along, and we started bombing England, military targets. Still, the Brits didn't want to go to war. As soon as he started bombing civilian targets, as soon as that happened, it went to 98% or so for the war. Now, the British government and Winston Churchill knew that. We talk about Winston Churchill being a good guy. In many ways, he was a great writer, great philosopher, really smart. I've read all three of his books, the three-part series, The History of the English-Speaking Peoples. I read about him all the way back to the Boer War that he was in. He's a very interesting fellow, but also very cold-blooded, folks. And you know Winston Churchill, when the Germans were targeting only military targets at the start of World War II in England, about a year into it, that the British started flying big Lancaster bombers over Berlin and over other German cities and specifically targeted civilian targets or apartment blocks. And there's famous cases. I think they said something like 200,000+ people died in one night because the British would wait till there were really high winds, 50-mile-an-hour winds. It was really dry. They'd wait for the weather, and it was quilling of atomic bombs, and they would then drop incendiary bombs on German cities. And Hitler took the bait and then started bombing with incendiary bombs the civilian targets as well, and you know the rest of history. So this is the psychology that goes on in these things. That's why Putin's not been trying to hit civilian targets. It's why he's been only trying to hit military targets, because he wants the Ukrainians to sue for peace and give Russia about a third of Ukraine, because he knows Ukraine's going to NATO, and he needs that river there, I forget the name of it, that you know travels down in the about a third of the way into Ukraine through the east and down over around Crimea. And Putin's made what he wants 100% clear. Stop overthrowing the government, stop attacking Russians, and Ukraine can sit there. If you keep doing it, I'm going to invade and take part of the country. And that's exactly what he did. And now the Russians are starting to threaten Poland, because Poland's becoming a big NATO base and going along with it. The Poles are great people. They got screwed over by Hitler, who attacked them for absolutely no reason and just blew their country up. They valiantly fought with their World War I army against a World War II army. But the Poles are all wound up, have ancestral problems with the Russians, and I get it. The Russians have picked on them a lot. And so they're all foaming at the mouth to go to war with Russia. I mean, this is just bad, 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 folks. Very, very, very bad stuff. No bueno, as they say. You don't want this. Not a good deal. And so when you pull back from all of that, it's the same thing here. The globalists want us to have war over what color we are, or war over our sexual preference, or war over what part of the country we live from, or... And while they divide us all, the globalists are attacking us all with 5G, with the chemical spraying that they now admit is going on that we told you about 20-plus years ago. And they are destroying our borders and deindustrializing our country and shipping the fentanyl and doing all the horrible things that we know are happening, we know are going on. Americans need to understand that the globalists, the big corporations creating the cashless society, Chinese model of the social credit score isn't coming. It's here being implemented by corporations. Owen did a great job last hour, half the hour spent on that. And he doesn't have to read about it online. He can go to an Austin soccer game with their new professional soccer team, and he goes through the biometrics and all the scanning and the rest of it. He can try to go to Whole Foods now, where they put in hand scanners to buy and sell. This is the system where they're going to outlaw all the other businesses that don't use this in the future, to control where you go and what you do and to shut down the real economy. That's their admitted planned goal. It is a direct attack on you. Again, I keep harping on this because nobody else is. 87,000 IRS agents to target people making $40,000 a year or less, to target hardworking people, blue-collar people, and below them of the working poor, to harass them over $600 cash they got paid for something they sold on eBay when they got to have the money to pay for medical bills. You don't target the poor people with taxes. In fact, when they first brought in the income tax in 1913, it was still evil and goes to the private Federal Reserve. Did you know that working-class people paid zero income tax? It was the millionaires. And that, back then, that's like being a billionaire that paid the tax. If you really want to tax it, you do tax the rich. And that still messes up the economy as well. The point is this is a direct assault on you. And I know our audience knows this, but new listeners that are liberals or leftists that tune in to hear what it's all about, you know taxing people making $40,000 a year is wrong. You know that shouldn't be happening. You know there shouldn't be basically any taxes on people making $40,000 a year with this inflation the way it is. You can't live on that. One person can live okay on that. But you can't have a single breadwinner with that and have any children. And again, that's the plan. I played the clips from the globalists saying, we're going to have so much inflation and we're going to do all these things and have so many taxes, you can't afford to have children. Paul Ehrlich, I played it a month ago. He said, we're going to put stuff all over TV, making the family look bad. That was 1970. Turn on the TV, that's all you see. These are cold-blooded people that are going against our biology, that are going against common sense, that are going against everything that makes us successful and safe and prosperous and happy. They're bad, and you have to admit that there's a war against you. You've got to admit all the other stuff's a fake war. All the other stuff's a distraction. The cops maybe kill 25 black men a year in shootings, but they show them to you, and you think there's an epidemic of it. It's not true, and a lot of blacks got mad at me about that. Well, now a lot of blacks aren't mad at me because I'm saying, look, blacks are killing in cold blood about 10,000 white people a year. Look it up, and some of it's really racially motivated. It's horrible. It's wrong. But why is it suddenly everywhere viral? Because they want us killing each other more, okay? But, I mean, the cops, literally, it's like 20-something black people a year they kill. I mean, think about that. But again, Stalin said, one man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 die, it's a statistic. Oh, 200,000 dead Russians, who cares? Oh, 21 black men, 22 black men got killed wrongfully by cops or whatever. Oh, my God, let's burn the country down. We'll show you. Meanwhile, thousands of black people get killed by black people here in Chicago. Doesn't even hit the news because, again, they don't want to stop the real crime. They don't want to go after the real criminals. They want to keep it going, so you need their later police state once the globalists do fully take over the police, and then nobody will have guns except them. So that's the plan. I want to bring Owen in here to talk about a lot of these issues and 15-minute cities and so much more. I want to talk about the chain reaction that's taking place that's so huge. Also, Zelensky threatening the American people. We've got so much to cover here today that's so important. Please stay with us. Tell everybody you know, tune in. That's how we reach the people. That's how we override the censors. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today does a great job. Wonderful person, so is the rest of the crew. Alex Jones again, back here live. But here's the point I was trying to make last segment. I'm going to make and move on to other subjects I want to talk to Owen about. And it's this. The deep state knows, the globalists know, that when they start killing a bunch of Russians and the Russians walked into an HO trap, that the Russians aren't going to give up. Okay? Just because you kill a bunch of Russians doesn't mean you won, because they don't give up. And that's actually a well-known Russian trait, is they're pretty much sluggish at first and don't want to fight. And then once you start killing them, then the complete opposite happens. And so Putin has to put Russia through a war to get it on a war footing. The U.S. has been in dozens of wars all over the world since World War II and has the military that knows how to do the killing. You got a bunch of people that, you know, sign up the military that they have working in offices and, you know, stacking ammunition. But, I mean, you got a lot of people that are very, very smart, and you got a lot of AI weapons and advanced robotic platforms that we need to get into. So Russia can scale itself up into that. Putin is sticking the Russians into a meat grinder. As I said, is Putin dumb marching into this trap? No, I think Putin's pretty smart, and he knows the Russians, and he's now escalating into a war economy. He tried to not have a war economy. He tried to be the big exporter of fuel and the big exporter of organic food and try to get tourism going, but the West wouldn't let him. He really did do overtures. He cut military spending in the last decade. And I'm not here lionizing Vladimir Putin. I'm talking about the facts. But now the West has successfully driven Russia against the West when the smart move, according to the patriots and the smart people in the government, like General Flynn, would have been to work with Russia and have corporate deals with Russia. And they have more oil, more gold, more minerals, more everything, more timber. Russia's three times the size of the U.S. It's got more resources than Africa. Russia is the richest country in the world. It is gigantic. 90% of their population lives in the West, just in a little sliver right by Europe. It's just this gigantic. People want to go to the moon or Mars to get resources or mine asteroids, and we're not even getting in there. We're not even doing that. We're not. We should be trying to democratize China and working with them as well. But the globalists don't want that. They want different authoritarian models, and so they push Russia into going authoritarian, and now the West can become more authoritarian in the name of countering Russia and China, the best enemies money can buy. And that's what the famous Senate historian, head historian at the Senate, they got more than 20 of them, it's a big office there, and the Senate historian, Anthony Sutton, was given access to the Senate records of all the behind-the-scenes secret meetings in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and in the 80s he started writing America's Secret Establishment. He was the Senate historian. I started talking to Sutton about 2 years before he died. His brain was all there, but he had several diseases and was in a nursing home. I almost got him on the show, but he wouldn't come on, but really honored that Charlotte Iserby, whose father was Skull and Bones, put me in contact with Sutton, because he was a real giant. You know, we ask how we know all this information. It's people like Sutton that was advising Senator Frank Church. But I digress here. Here's what I want to get at. Okay? The New World Order is at war with all of us. They're at war against our biology. They're at war against our future. And a lot of their arguments on the surface look like they make sense. I'll be honest about that. If you go to Calcutta, it's, you know, 20 million people, and you see feces all over the ground and starving children, you say, man, somebody ought to hand some birth control out here. But there's an article up on Infowars.com that I'm springing on the crew. I sent it to them this morning, but I'm springing it on them, showing the graph of India that has had a 80% fertility reduction in just the last decade. Now, okay, Indians are great people. They love America. They're really smart. I love Indians. And they're so successful, there's 1.3 billion of them, okay? That's the sign of biology. Success is a lot of it. You know, wow, this thing's working. There's a lot of them, but a lot of them are falling through the cracks. But we should have a discussion about what are they doing to the Indians that's sterilizing them? Well, they're putting stuff in the shots and the food and everything else. We know that. Same thing's happened here in the United States. Same thing in Europe. So you could say, well, there's too many Africans. There's too many Indians. There's too many Chinese. And you could argue that the Chinese can't sustain 1.5 billion people in the land they've got and what they've got. And what do you do when you have too big a population? You expand, you have a war. So the globalists say, we got to depopulate and stop war, while they're starting all the wars. And they're not doing this birth control thing in a very humanitarian way, are they? And they're targeting the highest IQ people for sterilization. The main sterilization operations are in China, India, and Europe, and the United States. And I'm not saying people in the third world, Africa, Latin America, aren't smart, but with the food they get, the education, nature, nurture, those populations are not where we're seeing the main spring of liberty coming from. Yeah, you got elites in Africa that have as high IQs as anybody. You got elites in Latin America, smart as anybody or smarter. But they're still feudal states. They're still very, very corrupt systems. The globalists can work with that. But if you can dynamite the republic, if you can dynamite America, dynamite the idea of aspiring to a greater civilization and a great awakening and a renaissance and a great enlightenment, 2.0, you've won, and you can create your new globalist system. So if the globalists were honest and paid people to get sterilized or whatever, that would be one thing. But say they want to make you poor, so then you'll have to accept the money to be sterilized. And they're targeting the smartest populations. My good friend Mike Judge does an illustration of this with real science at the start of his incredibly funny hit movie, Idiocracy. In fact, it's got cuss words in it, but when you have Dew or McGreen or somebody grab the intro to Idiocracy for the end of the next hour. It's like 3 minutes long, and I think there's a few cuss words in there. So we can air that. It shows the statistics that the highest IQ people, the highest IQ blacks, the highest IQ Asians, the highest IQ whites, Hispanics, have the least children. So in this model we're in, and the globalists are pushing that, the more highly educated you are, the more you don't want to have kids, then the dumber we get. So this is not the way civilization, this is not the way even their own Darwinism is supposed to work, which I don't even buy into its totality, what they claim it is. It's more sophisticated. So what I'm getting at is the globalist plan is anti-human, period. They don't want to just get rid of poor people. They want to get rid of everybody. And, of course, anybody that doesn't want to lift up poor and try to help them, at the end of the day, really doesn't like anybody, okay? So that's what I'm getting at is what's being done to the Indians is being done to all of us right now. Sperm counts in Europe are down 92% from 1950. Sperm counts are down almost 90% in the United States from 1950. Now, why is there not a discussion of why we don't have sperm? Why most men are sterile? Why are we having a discussion? They know the GMO crops they produce in studies are reducing fertility. So they hit you with chemicals that reduce your fertility, GMO that reduces your fertility, 5G reduces your fertility, the injections reduce your fertility, and you can't ever say it's one of them that did it. Because one thing reduces it this much, and the next one reduces it this much. You know, each one reduces it 25, 15, 10%, depending on how much you get, who you are. And by the end of the day, you're swimming in a toxic stew of garbage. You know, people in the 1950s, on average in the U.S., their studies, ate more caloric content and more calories than we do. But they weren't as docile. They were moving around. They were working. They were moving their bodies. They didn't even work out as much as we do. But they were not sitting around. They were not couch potatoes. But they didn't have chemicals and hormones in the food. So we all know about this. But the point is, stop lying to yourself and saying, oh, globalism, so many leftists know what's going on. They act like, oh, well, they're deploying it to make the world a utopia. They know best. No, you're targeted too. And so stop acting like this isn't happening and stop acting like it's not wrong and stop acting like it's not a giant evil power grab of very selfish people that want to have giant estates and jumbo jets and 10 kids and do whatever they want and then tell us we're obsolete and tell us we've got to get rid of the middle class and tell us we can't have a farm or ranch or tell us we can't have three kids. BS. And that's what I'm saying is signing on to the New World Order is a death cult. It's signing on to your own destruction. And you can delude yourself and decide you want to be part of it. But as for me, I want to reach out to people that have been asleep and get them to understand they're under attack. And that's what's happened with the poison shots and the crime and the fentanyl and the open borders and the 5G. People know they're sick. They know something's wrong. They know the globalists are out to get them. And as soon as the majority of people know that, it's game over. A shot doesn't have to be fired. We just withdraw our political support, our corporate support, our monetary support from all the globalist systems, and they end overnight. That's why they're bringing in 15-minute cities. That's why they're coming after your cars. That's why they lock down the small shops and businesses, but not the box stores. It's a war of vertical integration to control the whole economy so they can run your life with a universal basic income because you don't have a job, and even if you work, it won't pay your bills. All right, Owen's been really nice sitting there. I love Owen to death. I'm going to host the next hour with the great Owen Schroyer. We're going to get into this with Owen and a bunch of other clips and a bunch of other news when we come back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I thank you all for your support. Please go to Infowarsstore.com. That's what keeps us on air. Plus the great products if you need. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.